Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You guys know that I'm from Vicksburg originally, but at this point in my life, Starkville is definitely my hometown. And so I love when we do great things. I love when we do unique things. That's why I love Alden Thornhill, because he is a man who brings unique things and great things to the city of Starkville. And we're going to talk about one of them that's happening just, what, 50 days? I don't know. I can't do the math on this, Alden. But the Boardtown Grand Prix, you're like a movie director at this point. You're like Michael Bay. You're like, all right, what if we did this? Yeah. And you know, but that's kind of how these things have started for you. You're like, what if we did this? And then you do them, and oh, well, by the way, it was a huge success. So what was the thought process behind the Grand Prix?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I appreciate all the compliments, Brian. You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't have...
Well, I don't give any to Robbie, so I got to give them to somebody.
Well, I got to give compliments to my team, because I always have a great team with both the, you know, both these events. We have two great teams that have set us up for success. But, you know, this idea is, access is a great program on campus. You know, it touches, you know, it's... It helps out a lot of people, but I feel like there's a lot of people who just don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we could create an event that could really spotlight them, help them get some more fundraising, because it's not a cheap program to send a kid to. So if you don't know about Access, they bring in students that are 18 and up. They give them a full college experience. They have students with special needs, so they'll go all the way through. They get to do like a job shadowing part time in Starkville. Learn independent living, have a true college experience, and that's for all these families. You know, it's just very, very impactful. So you know, it's a great program that they do. I actually had a buddy whose little brother was in it, Spencer Kirkpatrick. If you remember him, won Homecoming King. But that was my first finding out about Access, and I was like, wow, this is a great thing that we have at Mississippi State that we really need to spotlight even more so. So. It came from that, and I thought, kind of like the Wean Dog Race, you know, what don't we have here in Starkville? And I thought about Red Bull Soapbox. I said, you know, that would get the fraternities involved. We have a great engineering, we have great engineers, engineering grads, students, everybody, and they love to build stuff. So I said, you know what, let's see if we can get them to build some vehicles, go downhill, it took off from there, pun intended.
It's a good pun. It's a good pun. So we're going to have a Starkville Soapbox Derby,
yes.
Basically. Where are we racing?
So if you are on University Drive and you get to Bulldog Burger and the Vista, there's that right turn that takes you down to College View.
Yeah.
Ackerson Way. So it's steep. The city,
yeah.
I actually originally said, let's try downtown. They're like, no, it's not steep enough. The cars won't go very fast.
Yeah,
so this
I
is,
agree with that.
This is where we were like, well, let's check this out, and sure enough, it's almost like it's set up perfectly for this.
If we wanted to do total wipeout potential, we could have done the hill behind Hilbin Hall.
Yes. Oh man, I know. I don't think university would
the,
do that,
the liability on that one though would be tough. All right. So registration, the final day is coming up, is it not?
Yes. So this Sunday, which is October the.
The Sunday is the 5th.
The 5th, okay.
No, this is the 6th.
October 6th, we'll close off sign-ups. So if you go to our Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you can go to there's an event. You know, there's a link to Google. It's a Google form. Fill out your team information, who's going to be on your team. We will be coming to you later on. We're waiting to get the fund set up for Access so we can go ahead and donate the money directly to them. Mm-hmm. Each team is going to be about $100 per mm-hmm. team. That money's going directly to Access. We also have some great sponsorship opportunities. We have some amazing shirts done by Be Unlimited again. It's a bunch of dogs racing in like wacky racer cars. So, you know, give you a little nostalgia there. No Muttley, but there's a bunch of dogs on there.
Hold on. I can do it. Hold on.
Yeah, here we go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I can do it.
But so that'll be on there, and the T-shirts sales, you know, $3 off each sale goes to Access, so another good thing, just like we do with the Starkville Derby shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsorships, we got a lot of those that are great for you. Finish Line, Starting Line, Crash Cam. So I'm expecting, you know, the collision repair places here in Starkville. If you want a really good opportunity, you know, you say we can fix anything, but I don't know if we can fix these guys. But,
yeah.
But that'll be one. So we're expecting to have kind of a multicam set up, just like we do with the Derby. And having all that go downhill. And, yeah, it's, if you go to our social media, you can see more of these sponsorship opportunities. But there's a T-shirt sponsor. If you want your logo, all these above that go to, you get a social media post, you get your logo on the T-shirt. But, like, we got banners that'll go on the hay bales down the track, so yeah. You get visibility with the live stream and all that. The national anthem, you know, best in show winners, all of that. So plenty of opportunities. You know, it's a good Friday night right before a football game. Perfect opportunity for people to come out, especially when it's for a good cause. So plenty of visibility for your business attaching to that.
Have you? I mean, how many signups? How many teams have signed up already?
So we're currently at 8, I believe.
Okay.
So we're at 8 as of yesterday. So we want to, you know, more the merrier.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, you know.
Is there a limit? I mean, is it just because the road's only so wide, you know?
Oh, well, it's only one. So it's one car.
One car at a time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if you look up, like,
I thought we were going to get out there and, you know, we're rubbing his racing.
I had a lot of people say, they're like, so how's that going to work? And I was like, oh, no. So if you go to the Watch Red Bull Soapbox, it's one car at a time.
Okay.
Just, you know, for safety purposes. So they got to wear a helmet. Driver's got to be over 18.
Uh-huh.
They got to be sober.
Yeah, well,
the teams push them down the hill. They have to be. But driver, you know, we don't want to get you a SUI, soapbox under the influence. So that's one of the only rules. But you got to have a theme. So, like, you know, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to do a little go kart. You got to have some kind of theme. So, like, we've got Music Maker on campus is doing a jukebox. Bank of Commerce is doing like a money truck, and they're going to shoot out like fake money. Then, like, Pi Cap fraternity, they're doing Dukes of Hazzard, and AGR, I can't remember what they're doing, but they've got one. And then BYX, supposed to let me know, they have two teams, they're going to let us know. But we just, you know, the more the merrier, you know, let your creativity flow with this thing. Hopefully, you know, another great event. We already have the Derby for spring, let's do this for the fall. So,
yeah.
Yep.
If I had thought about it a little bit more, I wouldn't want to race, but I would have loved to have seen a Thunder and Lightning car. I should have made that next year. Yeah. Next year.
Hey, it's not too late. You just, you know,
I got to get somebody to do a lot of work though.
Yeah, I tell people are like, well, how do I get the frame and stuff? I said, look, it's got to have four wheels, mm-hmm. four or three wheels. It's got to have a working brake steering wheel. Just go to Facebook Marketplace, get you a go-kart.
And go from there.
But, you know, a Brian and Robbie face on the front hood.
That's incredible.
A design winner automatically. I mean, you know, bar none. We'll go ahead and give that one the crown.
Thundermobile.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
You have become sort of what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, a fixture in this town, we'll say. Because of your involvement in the community and the things you've come up with. And you got a little recognition of that fact recently. And it's always great to beat Ole Miss and Oxford and anything. And you have played a role in that this year. So tell us about the award that you've won.
Yeah, so we've won Best Large Festival from the Mississippi Tourism Association. You know, found that out the other day through Paige Hunt, our tourism director for Starkville. Awesome. She dominated us for
great
it.
Lady.
Yes, and we can't thank her enough for doing that. We truly appreciate it. Double Decker had won that award, Brian, I think like 7 straight years. So that's, you know, a little dog came up, bit him on my ankle, made him drop a trophy, and ran off with it, so I tell people. But it's just a testament to Starkville, to the MSU students and fans, you and Robbie, all our media that help us out. To make this thing go from, oh my gosh, you know, I had somebody tell me you ought to do this in the walk-ons parking lot. Now it's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we couldn't do it without our community. And
what was the number of attendees last year?
60,000. So 60,000 throughout the whole.
You're going to have, you will not have a Mississippi State home game this year with more people than the Starkville Derby. I hate to say that, but it is a true statement.
Yeah, like, but, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, to the area, to all the people, and then we had people from Maine and Vermont and all over the place. We got people messaging me already. They're booking hotel rooms. They're from the San Antonio Lowriders. It's a San Antonio Dachshund Club. They're coming up. They've got a dog who's been winning like 7 races in Texas the past month. They've been training up for the Derby. So they said, you know, these crowds aren't the same, but they said it gets them progressively ready for the big event. And we can't wait for May 3rd. It's going to be, it's Kentucky baseball weekend. Hopefully baseball is back clicking. And, it's just another great Starkville tradition that we have now, and we couldn't do it without, you know, all our Starkville folks, all our students, all the MSU fans and alumni. So we can't wait for next year.
So we've got spring and we've got fall. What are we going to do for summer and winter? You got any ideas?
Man, stay warm, stay cool. keep my wife sane. I'll
That sounds like a no. That's easier said than done with wives, as you know. One last thing, I guess, you know, obviously you talk about the community and you talk about, you know, how people have embraced it, but does the city done a good job with you as well?
Yes. I can't thank the city enough. They've spotlighted the events. They've, you know, nominated for these awards. They've been great to work with. We're very lucky to have the leadership we have in Starkville now as compared to in the past. Like, you know, like when you were in school, it was a whole different kind of story. Yeah. So we're very lucky to have the mayor and all of them. They're very, very supportive of this stuff because they realize, you know, these events end up getting big on social media. It spotlights Starkville. I mean, you know, you get somebody seeing this weenie dog race that's got over 6 million social media impressions, and you got somebody hitting it and being like, "Oh my God, I didn't know like the cotton like that architecture's in Starkville. I didn't know that this kind of stuff is there." So it's they're very supportive, and they just tell me, you know, make sure I hit up all the meetings I need to. So
yeah,
I can't thank them enough for being supportive of this, because without them, we wouldn't have the event. So
every town needs an Alden Thornhill, a guy who buys into the city and promotes things like this. So we're lucky to have you, buddy.
Appreciate you
coming on with us. You're the end of the bye week blitz. We had Jans, we had Purcell, we had Armstrong, and now we have Thornhill.
That's the Mount Rushmore
of Starkville right now.
Yes, and let's sell out the first two men's game and first women's game. Let's go ahead and set the tempo. Is that an official
pack the hump announcement?
Pack the hump, man. I can't wait. You know, growing up in the early 2000s, I love some Mississippi State basketball.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing rolling. We got two great staff, so
we'll see what happens. Alden Thornhill,
the
Boardtown Grand Prix, November 22nd.
Yes,
in the Cotton District. If you got what it takes, put a car in the Grand Prix. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.